In this week's reading, the verses to be read will be Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 25, followed by verses 38 through 39. It begins as this: I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Now on verse 38 through 39 it says, For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God and Jesus Christ, our Lord. Powerful, powerful stuff this is, especially in this tough time, in these interesting times of the coronavirus pandemic. I look at these verses and I go, yeah, this speaks, especially now, to all our hearts as we read. In verse 24, it says, For in hope we were saved. Now, hope that is seen is not hope for who hopes for what is seen, but if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Now, this talks a lot about hope and how powerful it is. Also, I'd just like to point out that in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, it goes, But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. This verse, as long as we're the one we read this week in Romans, it fits perfectly. Right now, everyone's locked in isolation. We might not see the bright side of things. We might not be able to look down the road, but down the road is what we're waiting for. For God, He made the Israelites wait 40 days in the desert. He made the past people wait for Jesus Christ. Now that we have Jesus Christ, we must hope for the betterness of the future. Things will get better. God did not just give up on His people. In verse 39, when it talks about nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God and Jesus Christ our Lord. Nothing will be. His love endures forever. And with that comes the hope that things will get better. As we look towards the future, we must keep that in mind, that God did not just give up on us. He will never give up on us. He'll love us forever, mercilessly. And with that in our hearts, we can be assured that things will get better. Amen.